Good morning. This is Pastor Stoltz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. The lessons that I will be reading shortly are as follows. Isaiah 45, 18 to 25. First Thessalonians 4, 1 to 7. Matthew 15, 21 to 28. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by the Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name, he gives power to become the sons of God, and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. O God, so rule and govern our hearts and our minds by thy Holy Spirit, that being ever mindful of the end of all things and the day of thy judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness living here, and dwell with thee forever hereafter. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And let us confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah 45, verses 18 to 25. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, he created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, there is none else. I have not spoken in secret and in dark places of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together. Ye that are escaped of the nations, they have no knowledge that set up the wood of graven images and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee should bow, and every tongue shall swear. Surely one will say in the Lord, I have righteousness and strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we give you, but by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, and that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any manner, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. This morning's gospel, which is also the basis for my sermon, St. Matthew 15, verses 21 to 28. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Cana came out of the same coasts, and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. So far. my sermon theme, a great faith. And as I said earlier, it's based upon the gospel. As we all know, salvation is simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Yet we as Christians dare never be satisfied with what we might call a minimum of faith in Christ. It is expected of us that we grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Our faith must be sustained and preserved. A weak faith may easily be lost. And that's why the Lord tells us and deals with us to strengthen our faith. He has given us His word and sacrament, that is, how the faith would be increased. In this morning's gospel, Jesus shows us a great faith. Jesus and His disciples had left Galilee and came into a Gentile country where He was approached by a woman of Canaan. Though a heathen by birth, she had heard of Jesus and had been led to a place where she would put her faith and confidence and trust in Him. Jesus and His disciples had left Galilee and came into a Gentile country where He was approached by this woman of Canaan. She came with a plea, the plea of a mother, for her suffering daughter. Her daughter was tormented by an evil spirit, and there was nothing she could do. She had nothing to look forward to than her daughter's final destruction. In that helplessness, this woman of Canaan was guided to Christ, and falling down at His feet, she cried out, "Lord, help me. Lord, have mercy on me." That was her cry. She did not claim to be worthy or deserving of any help. She did not ask for the children's bread, but only for a crumb, which would fall unnoticed to the floor. The Lord would have to do it all. She could do nothing. She was helpless. But actually, that is the mark of a great faith. As long as we sinners feel that we have the ability to provide for our own spiritual needs, we will be just as unable to come to Christ in faith as were the religious leaders of the Savior's day. They felt anything but helplessness in the sight of God. And as a result, they had no use for the Savior of sinners. It must be different with us. If Scripture is clear on anything, it is this: that by nature we are totally and completely helpless in the sight of God. On our part, we can present nothing before God except only a record of sins in thought, word, and deed, which anyone would call down the verdict of God's divine justice, because the soul that sinneth, it shall die. God demands perfection, and anything short of that puts us in a state of helplessness from which we can find no escape, but only through God Himself. However, a mere recognition of this woman's personal helplessness would never have helped this mother in her distress. By the grace of God, she was directed to the one and only one who could help her in time of need. She fell down before Jesus and worshiped Him, presenting to Him her plea for mercy. She knew who He was, for she addressed Him as Lord and as the Son of David. She had somehow learned enough to know that He was the Lord. He was more than a mere man. He was the Lord. He was true God. And somehow, through the message of Christ, God the Holy Spirit had awakened in her heart the fact that Jesus was the only one who could provide her help in her time of distress. And that's why she came to Him, looking to Him for help and to no one else. But then came the trial of her faith. And I believe we all know the story very well, how Jesus appeared cold and indifferent. And it's no wonder that she didn't just turn away with tears of disappointment. How harsh the words of Jesus must have sounded to this mother. But she would not give up. Her faith urged her on. "Lord, help me." That's all she asked, for a crumb of Christ's mercy. And then suddenly the clouds disappeared. The Lord had achieved his purpose. He had replaced a glimmer of trust with the sure confidence of a great faith. O woman, great is thy faith. Faith in Christ had brought his reward of grace. Her daughter was freed from her affliction. And by this mother's example, our Lord teaches us that a strong faith on our part must cling only to him. The road to heaven is a direct road. Under the guidance and direction of Christ, it permits no side trips into the byways of sin and unbelief. By the grace of God, we have been brought to recognize Christ as the Lord and as the Son of God and as the Son of David. And to provide for his redemption and salvation, God in his love gave us the gift of his only begotten Son. The story of what he, the Son of God, did to earn salvation for us is again being brought to our attention this Lenten season. Christ was truly the Messiah of the Old Testament prophecy, true God from all eternity. He came into the world as true man. He took upon himself the burden of our sin and guilt and paid the price that we, by nature, doomed to destruction, would through faith in him become the child of God and heirs of everlasting life. To him we must go, to him we must cling in an everlasting faith. Perhaps there are times when the Lord deals with us much like he once dealt with this woman of Canaan. We turn to him for help, and he seemingly pays no attention to us. We see no answer to our prayers. Perhaps the Lord permits us to sink even deeper into suffering. Is our faith strong enough so that we will cling only to him? Lord, strengthen our faith. Make us humble in thy sight. Show us our helplessness and our own unworthiness, and teach us to cling only to thee. Thy word and thy promise, on these we bring to our requests. Make ours a strong faith. Help us to take unto ourselves the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in that evil day, and having done all, to stand. God grant this to each of us. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word as becometh it may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.